bring you Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.
Our topic today, righting the wrongs of permissiveness. Many parents are suddenly awakened from their complacency of life by the realization that their children do not practice the principles of behavior that they themselves prefer. The realization may come as the result of frustratedly trying to deal with a temper tantrum by the child. Or perhaps you overhear the child as he selfishly exerts himself while playing with others. Or perhaps some other incident occurs to bring you to the knowledge that your permissive guidance of the child during the first 4 or 5 years of his life has not given him the correct foundation upon which to build his life. The baby comes home from the hospital, and you're enamored with him. You shower your love upon him to the point where you indulge his every whim. You delight in his childish ways, and you shrug off the danger signs whenever he pouts and protests your mild discipline. That child is the joy of your heart. And then, one day you become concerned over the fact that a series of difficulties have occurred. Somewhere, usually between the ages of 4 and 8, you're grudgingly forced to acknowledge the fact that your child is no longer the sweet little thing that you once delighted in. You've come to a crisis. You face a decision as to how you can undo the damage that years of permissive training have wrought. And tragically, often you make a decision that only compounds the damage and increases the likelihood of producing a maladjusted adult. The natural decision is to attempt to correct years of wrong decisions all at once. Where before there was permissiveness, now there's harshness. Where before the child had unlimited freedom, now he's placed into a position of almost total bondage. The child is subjected to rules and regulation when he's never learned to obey authority. This dramatic change, introduced by the parents as they attempt to right the wrongs of permissiveness, almost always produces the wrong result. Usually one of two things will occur. Either your child will become more rebellious and defiant, or if the discipline is brutal enough, he'll lose all spirit and become emotionally crushed. And neither of these results is your goal. But when panic produces blind action, only chance can bring about a constructive result. Those of you who find yourselves in this situation need to realize that this is a problem that has taken years to develop, and in all likelihood will take years to fully solve. The problem, basically, is a spiritual one. It's caused by the failure to follow spiritual principles, and the solution demands a spiritual approach involving the same principles that you've neglected. The Bible says, train up a child, and so gives us the heart of the solution. Righting the wrongs of permissiveness demands training, training based on the principles of God's Word. As an old educational cliché states, take a child from where he is and teach him on his own level. A child who has grown up under one philosophy of child training needs time to adjust to a totally different philosophy of child training. And so parents who face this problem should develop a training program. With the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the more important areas of life can be concentrated on first. A foundation for discipline can be laid with the additional development of Christian character coming along afterwards. In this way, the wrongs of permissiveness can be righted, and the child can be trained in the way that he should go.
You've just heard Viewpoint with Pete Stevenson discussing the Bible's view of family relationships.